members. I work with Brittany, I work with John Rodriguez, I've worked with numerous, you know, people at Sea Rapids Bank and Trust over the years. You're just not another number to them. You're a face and a name. They know you.
Or is it the cookies?
Oh my goodness. I put them in top, at top of the line. I hit their cookie counter before I leave the bank every time.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. Meet them at peopleyoucanbankon.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy Monday, everyone, and welcome into the gym class on KGYM. Coming up, Mike Colas will join us. Mike was in Chicago over the weekend at the NBA Combine. We will talk about the Iowa and Iowa State players, what Mike witnessed. We'll do that coming up on the program. Take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports, highlighted by the fourth major victory for Brooks Koepka. We'll talk about that from Bethpage Black and a whole lot more right here on the gym class for a Monday on KGYM. And welcome in to the gym class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Eastern Iowa, and the world. KGYMradio.com, your KGYM radio app. Very happy to be bringing you the program here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Kyle Mann, our producer. And we've got a good show coming up for you. Mike Colas, who joins us on a weekly basis through the football and basketball seasons, is going to join us as far as the spring and summer is concerned, kind of on a monthly basis, if you will, maybe bi-monthly, depending on how things play out. But he was in Chicago over the weekend. We're going to talk with Mike about what he saw up there with Iowa and Iowa State athletes and a whole lot more. So we'll talk with that, with Mike coming up in just a little bit. Also coming up on the program here today, we'll talk about Brooks Koepka's win at Bethpage Black and what happened over the weekend as far as the world of sports is concerned. And right now, we do have some breaking news as we bring Mark Dukes in. How you doing? How was the weekend?
It was great. I hope yours was as well. It's kind of it's graduation season, right?
Yes, it is. Prom and graduation season.
Yeah, spent a little bit of my time this weekend at graduation, again, this coming weekend. But and you go through a period of time where you didn't have any of those. I didn't have any weddings. I didn't have any graduations. And now they're popping up second generation, thanks to you.
Yeah. That was last weekend.
It was.
That was last weekend.
A good weekend, though.
Yeah, I hope everyone had a great weekend out there. We do have first of all, we are presented by Third Base Brewery at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Locally owned and operated, a place where families meet up again and again. Great for a quick lunch to catch the game after work or bring the family for an affordable and delicious meal. Stop on by Third Base Brewery, the presenting sponsor of the gym class program right here on KGYM again. At the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. We have all this week tickets for you to see one of Mark Dukes' favorite bands, mine as well, in support of their first studio album in 3 years. The band Disturbed makes a stop in Cedar Rapids at the U.S. Cellular Center, and we've got your tickets all this week. It'll be Disturbed with special guests in this moment. They're going to be here October the 9th. Tickets are on sale now to see the Evolution Tour with Disturbed. And you can pick those up at the U.S. Cellular Center box office or at Ticketmaster.com. For every ticket purchased online, receive a free CD or digital copy of Evolution. Instructions will be sent via email on how you can redeem that. That is online only. And we're going to give this away. If you're familiar with the very popular part of the show, 3-4 months ago when we had, what, Ja Rule or T-Pain?
I think that's right.
Explain to the listening audience what we're going to do this time.
Well, I got roped into reading lyrics.
We're just going to read them, though.
Either Disturbed or Disturbed Poet.
Is it the band Disturbed, or is this, or will it be a Disturbed poet? Kyle actually.
Kyle goes, ooh, ha ha ha.
Hello?
Is that right? Is it part of a Disturbed song?
Oh, yeah. We went with a different lyric. I thought that was going to be maybe tough to pull off.
Yeah.
Ooh, ha ha ha.
Ooh, ha ha ha.
No, that's not
harder to do. Say that or Jazz Juananon.
Jazz Juananon?
You didn't watch PGA, did you, over
the
weekend?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Tell you what, I didn't do that because I was making money off the ponies.
That's right.
I had a real good weekend doing that.
You did.
You didn't have Bodie Express, evidently.
No, I actually went. I was trying to get a big payoff for that one. I went with Signalman. He didn't do so hot, but he was like 30-1 though. So
yeah,
I was watching the race with friends at this graduation party, and guys I was with had a little dough going on the race. And a couple of gals, joined us watching the race. And when the horse out of the nine hole, wasn't it Bodie Express, the name of the horse?
Yes.
Evidently, somebody hung on to the reins, and the horse ended up bucking the jockey off. But people cheering for this jockeyless horse to win the race.
We're going to have more about crowd reactions, too, coming up on the program today as well, dealing with what happened in golf over the weekend. We do have some breaking news going on right now, though, from Iowa City. And this comes out of the University of Iowa. I think it was about 90 minutes ago. University of Iowa's athletic department sent out a news release about volleyball coach Bon Szymanski, and been on the show before, been on both shows, I believe, before. Starting to turn things around with the University of Iowa volleyball program. Looking forward to being in a new venue coming up in a couple of years. But today's news, not real good as far as Bon and the Iowa volleyball program is concerned. Mark, fill us in on some of the details.
Szymanski is going to be on a 30-day suspension. Gary Barda, Iowa athletics director, holding a news conference right now about Szymanski's suspension. And Barta called it a quote-unquote significant violation. It's been reported to the NCAA, and we're monitoring this now, Kyle is, to see if we can get some more information out of the news conference.
Yeah, Gary Barta has said apparently this is a level one or level two NCAA violation as far as the volleyball program is concerned. Gary Barta, the Iowa athletic director, has said a law firm was brought in for this investigation regarding this violation on May the 6th, and the investigation is still ongoing. And they have decided now to put Bon Szymanski on paid leave, 30-day leave. Associate head coach Vicky Brown is now going to be the acting head coach for Iowa volleyball. And Kyle, like you said, is keeping one ear on how things play out in Iowa City, but it's not a good way to get your late May and early June and your off-season activities going if you're Gary Barta in the Iowa athletic program.
Not particularly, unless you listen to KGYM and certain reporters. You don't hear a lot about Iowa volleyball, although it's been an improving program. But this is not something you want to to call attention to your program. But, Kyle, what do you have?
The answer is not a whole lot, and I don't really know how much more we're going to get. As of right now, I'm obviously not there, following along with Scott Docterman, who is there, and he says, like Scott just said, they're anticipating a level one or two violation, and really, Barta,
I'm assuming that's bad.
I couldn't speak to the severity of it, but he says Barta doesn't. He's not going to specifically say what Bon Szymanski did. So I don't know. It seems like they're going to try to keep that under wraps a little bit. So
tell you what we can do is look up level one and two violations actually mean.
I'll do that for you.
Very good. We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up in just a little bit. He was at the NBA Combine in Chicago over the weekend, keeping an eye on Iowa State and Iowa players, everything that went on as far as the Combine is concerned. The only thing you hear about the Combine is who did poorly. apparently Bol Bol, formerly the Oregon Ducks, did not have a good combine up there. Read that, among others. So I can't imagine his stock's going to fall a whole lot, though, because you can't teach 7'6" or whatever the heck.
Mike's interesting stories out of Chicago was Tyler and Michael Oss getting photo credits as
yes.
well. Cook defending Taco Fall, the 7'7" player out of Central Florida.
Correct.
No small task when you're giving up 10 inches, but we'll hear from Mike about that.
Yeah, we will do that coming up in just a little bit, probably about 15, 20 minutes or so. 319-366-1600. That is Hertine & Stocker Jewelers. Text line, Hertine & Stocker Jewelers, located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City for over 70 years.
So as you suspected, Scott, the level ones and twos are on the those are on your bad end. Your
that's DEFCON
bad.
1. Yeah, that's DEFCON 1.
Yeah, the NCAA's website, as an example, lists, you know, your level ones are, you know, your classic lack of institutional control or, you know, full-blown academic fraud, whereas your level twos, they used, I don't know the difference between this and, you know, what I just said, but they call it failure to monitor. I don't quite know the difference, but yeah, level one and two are pretty bad.
Dargan Southard, who is going to be on the Todd Rommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn later on, has just tweeted out, this is from Gary Barta. Barta says, quote, "It's a significant violation," unquote, brought to light by a former student athlete. "Not a violation considered an NCAA technicality. Outside firm conducting investigation. No law enforcement involved as of right now." So that's very vague at the moment.
Don't want to speculate live on the air as it's going through my head, but I feel like that crosses out a few things, but leaves the law enforcement not being involved means it crosses a few things out.
Right. But it's brought by a former student athlete.
Extra benefits to a student athlete?
Yeah, that's just all speculation.
It is. Yeah. It is.
At this point.
I don't think they want us to know, so I don't know
if
we ever will.
The investigation's ongoing. All we know now is that Bonchmansky's on a 30-day paid administrative leave. That's what we know right now while the investigation continues. If they find something, if they unearth something that is a fireable offense, then, yeah, it's probably not looking good for Coach Szymanski at this point. But that remains to be seen as things continue to play out with the investigation down at Iowa City. More on this as you... as you see fit, Kyle.
And a Game of Thrones recap coming up, too.
Oh, and now his eyes lit up.
Are we doing this now?
You guys want to do this now or later?
First of all, let's do this. Full disclosure, Mark and I have no idea what you're going to be talking about.
I don't know
about.
What network it's on.
Secondly.
GOT is 1A short of a goat. That's all I know about
that
it.
Is,
secondly,
that is that.
I'm going to just say, if you haven't seen it yet, spoiler alert coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Just give us a very brief synopsis. What did you think? Was it as bad as people said?
No, well, okay, first of all, it is not as bad as
it could have been the greatest show in the history of television, and people still would have said it was terrible.
It was exactly that. It was the greatest show ever, and, you know, things kind of didn't... There's a lot of people out there... don't get me wrong here. I personally, starting with even episode 3... I would say there were a lot of real mistakes made throughout the season. But with that said, there's a whole lot of people that have gotten really upset with things just not going how they wanted. And that's different. And you're hearing a lot
live with it.
You're hearing from a lot of people who didn't get what they wanted. And that is really annoying. So
neither did Seinfeld or MASH or The Sopranos.
MASH was pretty good, though. MASH was...
Well, they're all pretty good, but
right.
Maybe not what...
No,
some people
none of
wanted.
Them were
right.
Newhart.
From what I understand, Sopranos was not what people wanted. You know, it's gone on to, you know, the ending has, you know, great reputation, but it's not what a lot of people wanted, I don't think, live.
What was the fascination of this show?
Fantasy.
What was it?
That's a loaded question. The first 5-6 seasons are incredible in the way that, like...
So this started when I was a young man.
Yeah, yeah, yep. it's just very immersive, and it's very deep. There's a they throw a lot at you, and for a really long time, they do a good job of weaving and winding a lot of different things. And you're like, wow, the attention and detail that was taken with this, it was just incredible. And that, you know, to be honest, it kind of fell off a little bit at the end, but that is not to say that it still wasn't the greatest thing that I ever saw.
What the hell are you going to do now?
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. I've been listening to nothing but Game of Thrones podcasts for the last 2 months. So now I don't know what to do with that time.
Mm. We'll find something for you.
Thank you.
319-366-1600. What should Kyle do with his free time now? We'll keep you updated on what Gary Barta has to say as he closes out his news conference talking about Iowa volleyball. Bon Szymanski on a 30-day paid administrative leave as the head coach of the Iowa volleyball team. 317 coming up on 318. We haven't, the PGA over the weekend.
Yes.
History being made by Brooks Koepka, the co-favorite going into play at Bethpage Black. All he did was lead wire to wire, basically from the first hole, because he birdied his first hole, the 10th, on Thursday morning, very early, and did that first person since Hal Sutton in 1983 at the PGA Championship at Riviera in Los Angeles to do so. Led all four rounds. Yeah, almost let it slip away. It got a little crazy there in the back nine, midpoint. But came away with his fourth major win in 23 months. First player in history to hold back-to-back PGA and U.S. Open trophies at the same time. Obviously, there aren't two trophies. He's just holding one, but he got it twice. Tiger hasn't done it. Nicklaus hasn't done it. Hagen hasn't done it. Hogan hasn't done it. Nobody's done it other than Brooks Koepka. And yet, a couple things come to mind. Number one, maybe it was because it was a seven-shot lead. Everyone was kind of ambivalent toward it over the weekend. I don't know. The other thing is that the New York crowd completely against Brooks Koepka and for Dustin Johnson. We're in full disclosure, we had our annual meeting here at the station yesterday, so I had to go home and watch what I had missed. Chanting DJ, DJ, DJ as Koepka is losing the lead. Now, I don't know if it was just human nature that they wanted to see a good show or that all of a sudden the allegiances to Brooks Koepka turned 180 degrees. But the New York crowd, they don't let you down, do they?
No, it can be unnerving, but Koepka held it together. DJ got within one. At one point in the final round, and then proceeded to bogey two holes in a row. Koepka only shot 74, four over par, but still won by two strokes. And there is a third slant to this, Scott. Koepka probably slept on the couch last night.
No kidding.
As they're walking into the property, he and his girlfriend are walking along, and she kind of leans in to give him one last kiss.
For the TV cameras.
And he spurned her.
He's focused.
Just did not want any part of the kiss at that point. And she kind of walked ahead of him and folded her arms. And
she got one later.
At the end of the day, she got a snack later. But he wasn't having anything of it at the time. And I don't think she was very happy.
That is straight line focus right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That is what that is about. But your thoughts about Brooks Koepka, welcome at 319-366-1600. Like I said, this is historical stuff. And yes, it's being talked about today, but I know not as much as if a certain other golfer would have accomplished this feat.
Well,
there's no doubt about that.
The ratings were down 36% versus last year. And last year, as you remember,
Tiger was in contention.
It was also in August. Yep. Tiger missed the cut this year. There was no drama, whether it was Koepka or anybody else in the lead. There was no drama until maybe a half hour span on Sunday. Koepka had this thing in his back pocket for much of the tournament. And That probably explains as much as anything. Tiger contributes. There's no doubt about it. If he's in the mix, the ratings are better. But, I mean, the Preakness was down as well.
Lowest ever. Preakness viewing. And you could pretty much guess that was going to be the case.
No Triple Crown on the line, so, yeah.
But I thought people would tune in a little bit more to see Brooks Koepka and Chase History. And bring, tell you what, first of all, kudos to Bethpage Black, because there was only one player under par the last time they had a major there, the U.S. Open. I think there were five in 2002 when Tiger won. 2009, there was only one. There was only six this time, and the setup was not quite as difficult as it was for the U.S. Open.
Wind picked up yesterday.
Oh, that was a brutal golf course yesterday. Felt bad for Harold Varner, the third. You just knew. He's not the first one, by the way, to shoot an 80. Sergio Garcia shot an 80.
I think Rory might have as well.
I think Rory shot an 80 the first time he was at contention in a major. Until you've been there, and I've never been there. I've been in contention in a local golf tournament throughout my 52 years, and I had enough butterflies that I wanted to find a bucket in the first tee, maybe. But I can't imagine what it's like when you're playing in the final group of a major championship. And Harold Varner, bless his heart, shot an 81. And then proceeded to call out all the New Yorkers in the gallery that he could hear, and found it just astounding that Brooks Koepka could keep his mind square, because they were telling him, choke, 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 Brooks, choke, choke. It's a different mindset in New York, and God help the Euros in 2024 when the Ryder Cup comes there, because I cannot even tell you. There are almost fistfights now at the Ryder Cup. At Hazeltine, across the pond, when the European team hosts, the first day on Thursday morning, four ball, there's going to be a brawl at about 7:30 in the morning. You know there's going to be. I mean, this thing could get ugly in 2024 up there.
Well,
maybe that's what golf wants.
New York has its favorites and its villains. And I don't know whether Dustin Johnson was more of a hero or Koepka was a villain. I don't know. But New Yorkers are, they say what they want. And who was it? Maybe it was Molinari or somebody like that. He hit a tee shot. Somebody in the crowd said, "You're better than Tiger."
They let you know what's on their minds in New York, especially as the day progresses and they get a little bit more lubricated, so to speak, as the day moves on.
Ryan and Wolford on the Hertzien & Stocker Jeweler text line. That is 319-366-1600. It got to a point I was almost rooting for him to hit a bad shot for the sake of drama and to prove he is, in fact, human. We may be talking about him in the same breath as Tiger in the next 5 years.
And, of course, you got Tiger was never a part of this thing. Koepka beat him by 17 shots in the first two rounds. Mm-hmm. A lot of speculation out there about everything ranging from just an absolutely idiotic take of Jason Whitlock that Tiger doesn't really care about the PGA.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, Jason. Get those hot takes coming. Everything from that to Tiger wasn't physically ready. He was under the weather on Wednesday according to several reports. I said he doesn't hit it straight enough to win at this course. He plays a different game, and I thought our friend Bob Herrig at ESPN.com put it very well. This is not Tiger of 2002. This is a Tiger that can't overpower a golf course. He's more of the finesse type now, which is why he'll do better at Pebble Beach. It's more of a shot maker's course. This thing was just brute strength, was Bethpage Black. Okay, here's your 510-yard par four. Hit it in a 20-yard wide fairway and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not Tiger's game anymore. And at 43... and coming off the back surgeries, he also is not going to play as much. He didn't play from the Masters to the PGA, and he just looked rusty. And with this new schedule, Bob Herrig said that, and we'll ask him next time we have him on before the U.S. Open, that this schedule is not real conducive to Tiger. Chances are he's going to play at the Memorial now. He's going to get a tournament in before the U.S. Open. But like I said, I was not surprised that Tiger, I thought he'd make a cut, but I wasn't surprised that he wasn't in contention.
One major a month now, and that's quite different than what it's been in the past, and it's a different order. I wouldn't discount Tiger in the next two majors.
Oh, no, no.
At all. But, yeah, much like for a lot of players, I'm not sure this was the course for Tiger.
No. 319-366-1600. Michael Oss going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We're going to take a break. We're going to get a contestant on the line. Mark's going to clear the throat. Going to get ready to read you a lyric. Is it a Disturbed lyric or a Disturbed poet? You can win tickets to see Disturbed October the 9th if you give us the correct answer after Mark gives you the dramatic
reading. You know Disturbed better than I do.
319-366-1600. Kyle's going to get caller 6 ready to go. That's 319-366-1600, and we'll play when we come back.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex decking delivers the look of wood without all the work and the worry. So make sure your next deck is built with Trex.
Find Trex decking at Alexander Lumber or Answers by Alexander. Visit either location in Iowa City.
I'm Amelia, and I'm a teenager now. But when I was 5, the final Boy Wizard book was released, and so was Windows Server 2008. Harry and Hermione are still awesome, but Microsoft is ending support for Server 2008 R2. So if your business is still using Windows Server 2008 R2, you're going to need more than a spell to stay up to date. Fortunately, Network Computer Solutions is like having your very own wizard. Make sure you get in touch with them soon to update your Windows software.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Bring your furry four-legged friends to the Colonels this Tuesday for Bark in the Park. Participants must register their dog online at colonels.com and purchase tickets for you and your dog. All proceeds from the dog tickets benefit Critter Crusaders. Visit colonels.com and get your tickets now for the best party in town and party at the park with the Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
The Warriors keep on rolling and take a commanding 3-0 lead over Portland. Now the Trailblazers face a must-win game 4.
Tonight, starting at 7 o'clock on the gym, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, KGYM.
This is not Disturbed, by the way, that we are playing here on the program. 3:31. We're going to talk to Michael Oss coming up here in just a moment, but we're going to bring in Derek from Iowa City, who joins us here on this Monday afternoon. We're going to play Disturbed lyric or Disturbed poet. First of all, Derek, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. So what you need to do is ascertain if when Mr. Dukes recites this particular line, is this from a Disturbed song, or is this a line from a Disturbed poet? Simple enough, right?
Yep.
All right.
Derek, are you a Disturbed person? Oh, I mean a Disturbed fan.
Maybe a little of both.
Okay. Hey, there's nothing better than the 63-year-old guy reading Disturbed or Disturbed poet lyrics.
That's all what right. makes this fun.
All right, Derek, here goes. You tell us whether this is a line or phrase from Disturbed or Disturbed Poet, okay?
Okay.
Drowning deep in my sea of loathing, broken your servant, I kneel. It seems what's left of my human side is slowly changing in me.
That's beautiful. Oh, all right. Is it a line from a Disturbed song or a line from a Disturbed poet?
Disturbed song.
Disturbed song. Mark?
Way to go, Derek. Yes! You're going to see Disturbed.
Derek is a winner, just like that.
Awesome.
All right. Derek, I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks for playing. Kyle, I'll get your information, all right?
Okay, thanks.
All right. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And Mark did a great job of reciting that. You want to hold on to that, or you want Kyle to hold on to the...
I got it.
Okay. All right. Very good.
We're doing
good.
It all week, right?
We're doing it all week. We'll all be right. Here all week,
I'll
folks.
I'll try to get into character by Friday.
All right. Very good. Thanks to Derek, and we'll have tickets for others to win throughout the week right here on KGYM. Quick break. Come back. Mike Halas joins us, and we'll talk about the NBA Combine, a little PGA, and more when we come back.
Oh, ah, Disturbed, the Evolution Tour. October 9th. Are you ready? U.S. Cellular Center. Get up, get up. New album, Evolution, get up, out now. Get up. Special guest. In This Moment. Disturbed live. Darkness, my tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's spring cleaning time, and the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency is your one-stop drop-off for garbage and recycling. The Landfill and Resource Recovery Building on County Home Road is open 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so you can avoid the lines on Saturday by stopping in during the week. And remember, to help keep our roads clean, safe, and avoid getting a big fine, cover your load. Thank you for helping keep garbage off our streets. Need more info about garbage and recycling? Just go to solidwasteagency.org.
The following is an emergency announcement from Skechers. You're paying too much for shoes. $175 for Nike or Adidas? That's a national disaster. You don't have to pay a lot for world-class performance and comfort. Edward Cheserek just had the 5K world record wearing Skechers. I could go on, but you need to hear about comfort. They've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam footbeds across their lineup. You'll feel like you're walking on clouds for less. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge. For the exact same high-speed networks, it's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hiring used to be hard, multiple job sites, stacks of resumes, but today hiring can be easy and you only have to go to one place to get it done. ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. ZipRecruiter.com/will. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, smartest way to hire.
Need to wax your car but can't find the time? New 303 Touchless Sealant is the faster, better, smarter way. Spray on and rinse off. That's it. Get that Just Wax shine and protection in minutes, adding hours back into your day. The brilliant protective shine in 303 Touchless Sealant lasts up to 6 months, twice as long as traditional wax. It works great on glass and wheels, too. More protection and shine, less effort and time. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Congratulations to Derek on picking up the tickets to see Disturbed. We've got them all week right here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We've got Twins baseball coming up late night with the Twins and the Angels at 8:30 on 107.5 FM. NBA basketball tonight at 7 o'clock. It will be Golden State looking for the sweep of Portland. We'll start off in all three frequencies at 7 o'clock this evening. The East going to Game 4 tomorrow with Milwaukee up 2 games to 1. We're going to talk a little NBA, future NBA players. Mike Colas set to join us right now. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter at Halas. His Twitter account, much like mine and Mark's, still up and running here on May the 20th. We can't say the same for Iowa and Iowa State football over the weekend, and now Mike reports that Auburn, Rutgers football, and the Houston Rockets have been taken down. Oh, my goodness. But yours is still up and running. How you doing, Mike?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. It was a good sports weekend, and you enjoyed it in Chicago over at the NBA Combine, and I guess we'll start there. What'd you see over there?
Well, I'm not sure what I saw. I'll tell you what I did see is I saw Tackle Fall, the guy from Central Florida, a team that almost beat Duke in the NCAA tournament. Should have beaten Duke, really. Guy 7'7", and I think they say he goes at 290. But I stood next to him, and, yeah, it was like standing next to the Sears Tower. You know?
And Tyler Cook had to guard him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not a polished player, but he sort of, I think he did himself some good by going to Chicago and playing against good players because they saw that, you know, for maybe 10 minutes a game, this guy might be able to come in and disrupt some things.
Mike, I was always curious, and I've never been to a combine, but always curious how these executives can expect a whole lot out of these players because they're thrown on the teams and expected to play a team game in a scrimmage or whatever after not even hardly knowing each other. But how did Cook adapt to that?
Well, it is a hard thing to tell, but you know, I think the trained basketball eye is looking for certain things out of certain players.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just things maybe as simple as, you know, how do they move laterally? You know, how instantly do they respond to turnovers? You know, getting back in position or taking advantage of them, just things like that. Who knows? I mean, most of these teams are drafting for needs. They only generally have two draft picks. The first rounder is going to be talent in a lot of cases, and the second round pick will be maybe more of a flyer. And so I think, you know, I mean, Larry Bird was there. Larry Bird's been with the Pacers for a long time now. And Larry Bird goes and sits, you know, right at courtside and just stares. And I was watching him for a little bit and I was wondering, what is he looking at? I have no idea, you know, but I get the feeling that Larry Bird could have, if you would have asked him about, you know, an hour later, what did you see? He probably could have told you every player in quite vivid detail. And if he were being candid, would have told you who he would have stayed away from and who intrigued him. But, you know, none of the first-rounders played. There may have been one or two players who played their way in the first rounds. And you could see that. I mean, there's some guy named Simonic, and he's from Croatia, I believe. But he played the first day, and it's like, yeah, that guy's pretty good. You know, 6'10 or 6'11 guy who can move, who can shoot. I expect to hear his name in the first round, but with everybody else, it's like, I don't know. They all had fatal flaws, I guess, that keep them from being considered surefire first rounders. The guys who are even marginal first rounders, like Talen Horton Tucker of Iowa State, their agents kept them out of those scrimmages because I guess the figuring is, you know, nothing to gain, everything to lose.
Yes, and it's interesting, and you talked about Horton Tucker just now, did not play, and then, of course, Lindell Wigginton also was there as far as the G League, so he was a part of the Combine anyway in Chicago, and it's interesting, a lot of people kind of speculating maybe he should have got into the NBA waters last year. This is a very fleeting time in these players' lives right now. And you got to know when to make the jump. That's half the battle, isn't it?
It is, you know, and Wigginton, I don't know. you know, sometimes you just have to face, you know, the possibility that some of these guys aren't NBA players. I'm not saying Wigginton's not. I'm not saying Cook's not. I'm not saying Mario Shayok's not. But it's a hard climb. You go to this combine and you realize that they have 70-some players at this thing. There are only 60 draft picks. Okay, and this doesn't even take into account the international players. Very few of those come to this thing. You see the talent on the floor. I watched both of Cook's games and both of Shayok's games, and it's like, you know, this isn't Iowa playing against, you know, an Illinois, for instance, or anybody. It's a deal where every player on the court is really, really good. I mean, all-conference caliber. And all of a sudden, everybody, I think, looks a lot more mortal under those conditions. And those are just fellow all-conference players. What happens, you know, when they're going up against proven pros? You've got 30 teams, 15 players, 450 jobs, and nobody gives them up willingly. And to be in that 450, you have to be something special. And not everybody's got it.
I guess the upside for Cook is he played his way into the combine. Would you say that's accurate, Mike?
Yeah, what happened was they had 60 players invited to the combine. Another 40 were this G League elite camp, which was held a couple days before the combine in Chicago. And then NBA executives voted after the 2 days of these 40 players, the G League thing, and they brought 11 of the 40 players to the next thing, to the combine itself. Cook was one of them. Shayok was one of them. A big part of the reason for that is they needed players to fill out four teams, because so many players have decided to skip the scrimmage part of it.
Mm.
So you can read too much into it. However, Cook in that G League thing, in the two games he played, he made, I believe, 10 out of 11 shots, or maybe 11 of 12. And the accounts I heard from it were that he did impress these scouts. I mean, he impressed them enough to say, yeah, let's see some more of you. Same thing with Shayok. So they did themselves some good, and they got those 2 extra days of exposure, and any kind of exposure in front of all sorts of these NBA scouts and executives is a good thing. So, and beyond that, you know, they both got probably a dozen, maybe even 15 or more individual interviews with NBA teams, which that doesn't hurt either. So then now it's a matter of getting all these invitations to travel around to NBA cities and work out for these teams. Shayok was with the 76ers today. He goes to Charlotte tomorrow. Cook will get a bunch of those. He called it his world tour. And, you know, you do everything you can do. And then when the draft comes and goes, if you're not drafted, somebody's going to think enough of you to put you on a summer league roster. Then you go out to Las Vegas for a week and a half, try and play your heart out just, you know, to get an invitation to a fall camp. So it's just this constant one piece at a time for the guys who aren't considered superstars out of college. And, you know, one backward step and basically the dream is over.
Yeah, and even if you don't have a backward step, it's very hard to achieve that dream because, like you said, there are only so many spots available, and there's a whole bunch of talent, not only in this country, but worldwide now, as far as the NBA is concerned.
That's right. Now, you can also look at it as there are success stories, and Iowa State has certainly had them. I don't think it shocked anybody that Monte Morris became an NBA player or a draft pick. But people forget that Niang wasn't really projected that high. He was a second rounder who's now got an NBA guaranteed contract. Abdel Nader, I think, was a surprise draft pick. Paid some dues in the G League, but now he's got a guaranteed contract. Deontay Burton, I don't remember very many people calling him an NBA player when he played at Iowa State.
No.
Fun player to watch, good player. But he played his way into that league. First, he went, I believe, to China. It may have been Korea. I think it was Korea. And you know, he played a year overseas, came back, went to a summer league team, and played lights out, got a G League thing, played lights out, and got a two-way contract, and now he's got a guaranteed contract. So you can get there from here, but you know, you also have to have the right stuff.
Mike, Isaiah Moss is at Arkansas now or on his way there. A lot of discussion about that since he announced he was going to transfer, be a graduate transfer. Some folks saying how can McCaffrey let this happen? The sky is falling on the Iowa basketball program. Others are saying, okay, you know, he'll probably averages 22, 23 minutes a game there and close out his career. Your thoughts on that?
Well, he wanted more. I mean, he was getting 24 minutes a game, which I think was fourth on the team. And it was the same amount he got the year before. And it was probably the same amount he was looking at next season at Iowa. And he wanted more. And McCaffrey himself said that he thinks he wanted more shots, more minutes. He was probably going to be fourth, maybe even fifth on our team in minutes. Sometimes guys just want something different. And so Moss wants something more. Well, is there more to it than that? I don't know. And we probably won't know till Moss is in Arkansas and talks, if he talks about it. He's not a very talkative person. So maybe he never will. But he's going to a place where they've got a brand new head coach, Eric Musselman, who I'm sure sold him on, you're going to come here and right away you're going to be, you know, a vital cog on this team in your 1 year here. You're going to play. You're going to play a lot. You're going to get to show what you can do, dot, 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 DDD. And Moss had four finalists. Another one was Kansas. I believe he visited Kansas. But he visited Arkansas first, and I think he got sold right away. They told him exactly what he wanted to hear, what he was looking for. And it happens all the time in college basketball. There are 700 or 800 transfers every year. They come, they go everywhere. It used to be that there were some places where this didn't happen. Now it's everywhere. I mean, even the Dukes and Kansases and North Carolinas and Kentuckys. These are revolving doors. When there's a good player at Lehigh or Bucknell who's a senior and says, I want to go play big time for 1 year because I've proven myself in this level, there are plenty of Kentuckys and, you know, Gonzagas and you name it who are willing to snap them up and let them play a year there. And it's either adapt or die, and, you know, a lot of programs aren't waiting around for high school players to ripen while they get the brains beaten in. And Fred Hoiberg over in Nebraska's not.
No.
And he'd be crazy if he did. He's completely transformed that roster in a very short period of time. And this is Arkansas. Eric Musselman said, I didn't go down here to go 0-18. And why should he? That's not why they're paying him.
No, I think a lot of what you said about Moss is true in terms of his minutes past and going forward. I've had discussions with people wondering what Andrew Francis's departure had to do with anything. He, the former Iowa assistant basketball coach, and his relationship with players. I obviously am not close with the team. You're much closer than I, but and Fran McCaffrey is going to name an assistant here within
probably
the next
this week,
yeah.
I would imagine.
So, any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I don't really know. I haven't talked to Andrew about it. It surprised me because I did talk to him at Columbus during the NCAA tournament, and he made it sound like he was there, but these coaches all have networks. They all have friends, and Cal hired a new head coach after the season. And for whatever reason, Francis saw this as something good. I mean, he wants to be a head coach someday. So Maybe it's different responsibilities. Maybe it's more responsibility. I really have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he was a quote-unquote player's coach. Tyler Cook told me last weekend that he talked to Francis on the phone while he was at the combine, just, you know, for friendship and support. So it's, look, I mean, it really, Iowa's staff had been intact for 9 seasons, which was the most in the country. And something like this was probably long overdue, actually, that somebody left. And I don't see it as a bad thing. I don't know what McCaffrey's going to do with that coach, but I think it's a program that could use at least a little bit of change.
Michael Oss joining us a couple more minutes here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I want to ask you this about the state of college basketball. John Beilein leaves Michigan. Part of the reason why he is leaving Michigan is because he doesn't like the way that college basketball is right now. And there are many different levels of the onion as far as kind of what smells as far as college basketball is concerned. There's talk about the one and done being done. Kids will be going from high school back to the NBA right away. I mean, there's a lot of things in the next couple years that are going to be talked about and acted upon as far as both college basketball and the NBA. And I don't know. I wish I had a crystal ball because I'm kind of interested to see how this is all going to play out.
Well, I mean, really, what's going to change? We've already had an era where players could go from high school straight to the pros. Not that many do. Okay, it means I think that teams are going to waste less time with the 1 year player, which probably is a good thing for the colleges because, I mean, you look at Iowa State and they had Talen Horton-Tucker for 1 year. It was a great recruiting get, but now that it's over with, you say, okay, he helped win a conference tournament and get to the NCAA tournament, and now he's gone. And you start over. You're filling the scholarship again, and you're, you know, reteaching somebody else to be in his spot. And was it, you know, for all the crowing about getting such a recruit, and he was considered one of the two best recruits in the state of Illinois a year ago, is he going to be remembered as a Cyclone? You know, barely. So, is college basketball going to be better or worse because players can go directly to the pros? I don't think it's going to change much. You know, here's the deal is, this is an unusual sport. This isn't football where, you know, you have to put in a couple of years and you have to physically, you know, resemble an NFL player. I mean, 18-year-olds go to the NBA. And so it's always going to be that the NBA is going to want the younger player, which means that there's going to be disruption year after year after year, whether high school kids go to the NBA or not. There'll be kids who go into college basketball, have a great year, they're gone, or two. And it affects everybody, and it's something that's been part of the game for a quarter century, really. What the deal is with Beilein and so forth, and you've seen it with other college coaches like Brad Stevens and Fred Hoiberg and others, is that in the NBA, you're coaching talent and you're not recruiting. You're not doing, you know, the caravan stops like Iowa State's going to make here in Cedar Rapids tomorrow night. You're not dealing with all that PR stuff. It's just pure coaching, which I think is pretty appealing to most basketball coaches. There just aren't that many of them that can handle dealing with the professional life in which the coach isn't the man. The coach isn't the boss of everything. The coach doesn't always determine the roster. The coach doesn't make as much money as the players. So it takes a mentality of, you know, can my ego take this? And this is where you see guys coaching in the NBA who you maybe never have heard of, but they're more cut out for it, and they turn out to be pretty good pro coaches because they're personalities allow them to sort of be in the background.
Yeah. Good thoughts. And wish we had more time, but Mike, we're against it. And
we'll talk to him next time after he wins the World Series of Poker Seniors event in June, okay?
Deal. Ooh, do you see what I did there?
He's speechless, isn't he? He's speechless.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're on a roll as of late, buddy. I know that. Oh, keep up the great work, Mike. We'll talk with you in a few weeks here, and keep up the great work with the Gazette.
Okay, see you guys later.
Mike Halas, thegazette.com. At Halas is his Twitter handle. Back to wrap things up after this, KGYM.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. Soon you'll have a separate fridge in the basement, where extra groceries are exiled forever. Remember that frozen lasagna? Of course you don't. It's been down there since 2008. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Piece of cake. Behind the lasagna. It's very old. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
When it comes to the playoffs, coverage is everything. The same applies to the wireless game. With Straight Talk Wireless, you get full nationwide coverage on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks, but for up to 50% less than those big carriers charge for the exact same high-speed networks. It's like getting full-court coverage at half-court prices. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with you to wrap things up on the Gym Class for a Monday. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Prospect Meadows, that new ballpark facility with Jack Rader on the program. And then also we'll talk Major League Baseball with you coming up tomorrow. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn comes your way next. And again, the story locally here, just breaking within the last couple of hours or so, Iowa volleyball coach Bon Szymanski on paid 30-day leave from his job as the head volleyball coach due to NCAA violations. They were brought forth by a former student athlete. Gary Barta addressed it to a certain extent at 3 o'clock, didn't say a whole lot about it except that he's disappointed. And Szymanski is not the acting head coach at this present time. More on that story coming up with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That comes your way next on KGYM.
And another chance tomorrow to win Disturbed.
Disturbed?
Disturbed tickets.
Yeah, we'll have those tomorrow. We've got NBA basketball tonight. Golden State looking to close it out against Portland. That's at 7 o'clock, and then a 107.5 FM breaks away at 8:30 for the Twins and the Angels from Anaheim coming up tonight. All right, good show. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3. Have a great night, everybody.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.